Church, I want to welcome every one of us joining us in person and also virtual. I want to welcome you to a better experience. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there is what? Pleasures forevermore, always. And remember, wherever you are gathered, whether in person or in your house or wherever you are, becomes better. The presence of the Lord is with you. And so I pray for someone today that the blessings of the Lord for you today, you will not miss it. In the name of Jesus. I want to welcome us to the year of open heaven. As we have heard, the heaven is open. I said the heaven is what? Is open. And so in the next two Sundays, we're going to be talking about open heavens. We want to know what exactly, when we're talking about open heavens, what do you and I need to do? I've said it before, beloved. I don't want us to look forward into a year without preparation. Because preparation is the mother of manifestation. When you are prepared, God will show up. And so, starting this morning, I'll be talking about the principles of entering and enjoying open heavens. Principles. Now, as we all know, principles are just guiding factors. Principles are steps that will enable someone to be able to follow a specific, a particular action in order to get results. Let's read the scripture. Mark chapter 1, from verse 7 to verse 11. Mark chapter 1, from verse 7 to verse 11. Now, this is John the Baptist, you know, talking here, saying, you know, let's start from verse 6, you know, talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. And the scripture says, and John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of a skin about his loin, and he did locust and wild honey, and preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchets of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. Amen. Verse 10. Verse 10, please. Praise God. I believe I'll read from here. All right. And was baptized of John in Jordan, and straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Principles of enjoying open heavens. Now, beloved, this year, more than ever before, I want you to be ecstatic. I want you to rejoice. I want you to be happy. I want you to look forward towards every promises of God, because his word will never come back to him void. That word will accomplish that which God has spoken. And so when we talk about open heaven in our text, John the Baptist, the forerunner of our Lord Jesus Christ, says something about Jesus. There is one that is coming after me. I'm not worthy to unloose the latchet of his shoe. He is the one that is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, with fire, with power. Everything that you need this year, God is going to release it unto you. I said, God is going to release it unto you. But when we're talking about open heaven, what does it mean? Is it that the heavens literally will be open? Is it that God will rent the heaven? Is it that God will visit? Is it that it will come down? We remember in Genesis, God will come down to come and meet with Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening in the garden. And I want someone to know that God is still looking for people to visit. I know last Sunday, we talked about it, divine visitation. And Pastor Mrs. told us that God can visit you anywhere. God can visit you anytime. And he can visit you in any situation. And for someone, do you know why God will visit you this year? Because the heaven over your life is open. I said the heaven over your life is open. And so just like every promises of God, I want you to look forward this year more than ever before to the fact that God has proposed to visit you and nothing will stop that visitation. I said nothing will stop that visitation. Amen. Principles of enjoying open heavens. I don't want you to just sing about open heavens this year. I don't want you to shout it alone, but I want you to experience it. I want you to enjoy it. And the first step is that you must have a relationship. Amen. The first principle is the principle of what? Relationship. Amen. If you go back to our text in verse 10, let's start from verse 10. The Bible talks about our Lord Jesus Christ coming up out of the water. Amen. He was coming up out of the water. Now, what does the water, you know, in this case now, he was water baptized. How many of us have done water baptism? Amen. The Lord bless you. Now, if I can ask you, why would you go and, you know, get baptized? The reason is that you are declaring publicly that I am in a relationship with someone. I have given my life to Jesus. I'm in relationship with him. And so I am publicly declaring my love, my allegiance towards him. And that's what our Lord Jesus Christ did here. John protested, I cannot baptize you. You are greater than me. But Jesus told him, suffer it to be done now because I want to fulfill all righteousness. You want to operate, you want to dwell, you want to live under open heaven this year. Beloved, you need to have a relationship. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you will not be able to enter into that open heavens. You will not be able to operate under that open heaven. Jesus had a relationship with the Father. Look at verse 11. Verse 11. There came a voice from heaven. The Father was testifying that I know him. He is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Let me ask someone today, is heaven pleased with you? Does heaven even know you? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? Is your name written in the book of life? Is there a record about you in heaven? You cannot operate under open heaven if you don't have a relationship with heaven. Praise God. I don't want you to play church this year, the Redeemed Christian Church of God. 50 days fasting and prayer, Pastor, we are ready. No, I don't want you to deceive yourself. I want you to know that these principles, these guiding factors, they are proven. And when you follow it, you will live, you will dwell and operate under open heavens. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In that same scripture, Psalm chapter 50, verse 5. And I've been repeating it over and over this year. Psalm 50 verse 5. God is looking for covenant partners. There is a gathering. He wants to gather only those who have made the covenant with him by sacrifice. Only those who have entered into a covenant relationship with him. Principles of enjoying open heavens. The Father testify of his Son. He is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased because of relationship. We're talking of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I told us at the beginning of this year, they all prospered because of their relationship with heaven. I don't want you to just identify with the church this year. No, I want you to identify with the owner of the church. I want you to identify with Jesus. Because when you do, when you have that personal relationship with him, I can assure you this year, the heaven over your life is already open. And you will be able to enjoy the blessings of open heaven. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10, 38. No wonder our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the heaven was open over his life, he operated throughout his ministry under open heaven. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? With the Holy Ghost and with power. And everywhere he went about, he was what? Doing good. Everywhere he went, there were healings. There were deliverance. Those that were oppressed of the devil were delivered. Why? Because God was with him. God must be with you in the journey of 2022 if you want to enjoy, if you want to dwell, and if you want to operate under open heavens. Relationship. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number two, principles of enjoying the heavens that has been opened is what I would call the principle of holiness. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. The principle of holiness. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. It says, thou love righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness. When you love righteousness, when you present yourself, your vessel, your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, you cannot but operate under open heavens. Amen. You cannot but dwell under open heaven. You cannot but live under open heaven. A life of holiness. Hebrews 12, 14. Follow peace with all men. And what? And holiness. Without which no man will be able to see the Lord. No man will be able to operate under open heavens if you are not living a holy life. I mean, Jesus operated throughout his ministry under open heavens because the Father was with him. Matthew chapter 3. Let's start from verse 16. Matthew chapter 3 from verse 16. Talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the account of Matthew of the same event that we read in Mark. It says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, I want you to pay attention to that word. He went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him. Praise God. And he did what? He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Look at verse 17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. When you present yourself, your body, as a living sacrifice, this year, a life of holiness, just like our Lord Jesus Christ, I can assure you that the heavens that has been opened over your life will remain permanently open. Praise the Lord. I don't want you to look at this year like any other year. And I've said this before. While Israel was in Egypt, in the land of Goshen, amen, and there was plague in the land of Egypt. How many of us remember what happened in Goshen? The scripture was very clear. Only in Goshen was no what? No plague, no evil, no danger, no calamity. There was no locusts, swarm of locusts. There was no lice. There was no death of the firstborn. There was no frog. All the plagues that befell the Egyptians, none of them came into the camp of the Israelites. Do you know why? Because the heaven over Goshen was open. When you are in the right track with God, when you are living a righteous and holy life, he says only with your eyes you will only see. Only with your ears you will hear. No evil will come near you. Neither will any plague come near your dwelling place. Because he has already given his angel charge concerning you. That for this my daughter, for this my son, as long as he is living a holy life, as long as he has a covenant with me, no, you must watch over them. Praise the Lord. Is someone excited? Because I am. This year, more than ever before, I want you to be excited. I want you to look forward to what God has in stock for you. Amen. Amen. Principles of enjoying open heaven. I don't want you to continue to tell stories. And I've said this before. For some years back, and I used to believe God and trust God for something. I prayed and prayed and prayed. But every time, I will always have to tell stories of near success. Until a time came that the heaven over my life was open. Praise God. But yes, I knew what I did then. Praise God. I knew what I did. But God opened the heaven. And since then, I did not have to struggle for anything. Whatever I'm struggling for, then I know it's not of God. Praise God. Principles of enjoying open heaven. Number one is the principle of what? Relationship. You must maintain that relationship, that bond, that link with God. Number two is the principle of what? Of holiness. Number three is the principle of obedience. Obedience. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, from verse 1. I know a lot of Christians love that scripture from verse 1 all the way to verse 14. Amen. And we stop there. But look at verse 1 and verse 2. He says, if it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do how many of his commandments? Principle of obedience. It shall come to pass only if you will obey. Amen. Only if you will hearken to all these commandments which I command you. He said, then the Lord your God will set you up on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you, shall overtake you. When you obey, the heaven is open in obedience all these blessings will follow the word that has been released from on high. Praise God. I said, in obedience, God has already released the word. How many of us remember the first Sunday? It's the blessing of the first. And if I'm telling you, you are blessed. I said, you are blessed. I said, you are blessed. But you see, that blessing for each and every one of us, the manifestation may not be at the same time. But the word has been released. And so I want you to obey. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God in order to do what he has commanded you this year. He said, then the heaven over your life that has been open will remain open. And that heaven will release blessings, goodness, favor unto you. Praise the Lord. In the book of Luke chapter 5, from verse 5 to verse 6. Luke chapter 5, from verse 5 to verse 6. Simon Peter. We know his story. A professional fisherman. He has toiled all night with all his friends. But when Jesus gave a simple instruction, he said, Master, we have toiled all night and we have not taken anything. He said, but nevertheless, at your word, please tell your neighbor, nevertheless, at the word of the Lord this year, you must obey. You must obey. You must obey. You see, at the word of the Lord, what happened? They let down their nets. And all their toiling and labor throughout the night, heaven has already released a commandment that they did not know. To go and gather all those other fishes to come and have a meeting right beside their boat. Praise God. When they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. The question is this. Where were those fishes all night? The principles of enjoying open heaven. God is going to give someone a word. God is going to give you a word. Amen. That will open doors for you. That we open doors for you. All you need to do is obey. It says, if you obey and serve me, you will spend your days in prosperity and your years, not just once, but what? Your many years in what? In pleasure. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord for someone. That's the word of the Lord for someone. Job 36, verse 12. If you will but obey, this year, the heaven is loaded. God wants you to stop telling stories. Because he wants to turn your story to glory. I said he wants to turn your story to glory. We're talking about the King of Glory. And he's still looking for people to showcase his glory. That's why the heavens over your life cannot remain closed. Because you are a child of God. People are looking at you this year. 2022. Let's see what will become of him. And so I want you to embrace these principles and stand on the word of the Lord that, Father, I am in relationship with you. I have paid my price. I am living a holy life. I will continue to live a holy life. I will obey your word. And I can assure you, the heaven over your life will continue to remain open. Number four, let's move on. It's what I would call the principle of prayer. The principle of prayer. In the book of Matthew chapter 7 from verse 7. Ask. And you will do what? It shall be given you. Seek. You will do what? You will find. Knock. It shall be opened unto you. For everyone that ask, receive. Everyone that seek, they always find. And to everyone that knock, it shall be opened. The heaven is already open. And I said it, that when promises are released, do you know that the promises of God, they are not self-fulfilling? You are the one that will take that which belongs to you. From the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God is forcefully advancing. You are the one that will insist and say, God, this is what your word says. This is my own, and I'm not going to let go. The story of Anna in Shiloh, that was not the first year that she's been going to Shiloh, right? She's been going with her husband. But that year, she insisted, I am not going to leave this temple until God will answer me. In fact, when Eli saw her, Eli told her, woman, put away. Get out of this, your drunken state. But she was not drunk. She stayed put in the house of God in prayer. When you cry to the God of heaven this year, there will be answer. Amen. I said there will be answer. Do you know why? Because the heaven is open. Hosea chapter 2 from verse 21. Hosea chapter 2 from verse 21. You see, when you do the needful and you pray, it says it shall come to pass in that day. Every day, every time that you cry to him, he says, I will hear. Says who? I will hear the heavens. Because the heaven has been open. The heaven has been given a commandment. And when heaven release commandment, the earth does not have a choice but to obey. He says, I will hear the heavens and they shall hear the earth. What you want to manifest here on earth has been released in heaven. And so when you call on the God of heaven, heaven will hear the earth. Where are you? Here on earth. And so when you are crying to the God of heaven, you are knocking. God says, I will hear what heaven has said concerning you. And heaven will not hear you on earth. Look at verse 22. Heaven will hear you on earth, and the earth will now begin to yield that which heaven has already decreed, that which heaven has already released. He says, the heavens. When you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, then all these blessings shall come unto you because they have been released from where? From heaven. Heaven will release those blessings, and the earth does not have a choice than to give you your corn, your wine, your oil. They shall hear you because you have cried to the God of heaven. Do I have a witness in the house that this year I don't want you to be silent about your destiny? Principles of enjoying open heavens. Prayer. Let me give us one more and then we'll stop. It's what I'll call the principle of giving. Giving. The story of Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 3. Verse 4, he offered 1,000 burnt offering. Amen. 1,000 burnt offering. And that same night, God visited him. Praise God. Go down to verse 13. That same night, God visited him. God is visiting someone. And he says, I have given you that which you have not even asked for. Now, let's look at this principle now. This is not just what he was asking for in the place of prayer. This was what heaven decided to release to him as a result of his giving. And so there is the principle of prayer, but there's also the principle of giving. I have also given you that which you did not ask for. How can I provoke? How can I cause my heavens to yield? How can I enter into this abundance? You must give. And heaven now says, I have given you both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto you all your days. God wants to bless someone. I said, God wants to bless someone. Amen. During the offering, our brother read it, Luke 6:38. Amen. Amen. When you give, it shall be given unto you. How? Good measures. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But if you go to Malachi 3:10, amen. It says, when you bring all this into my house, that there may be meat. What you are doing is you are proving me. You are testing me. And you will see, because I will open unto you the windows of heaven. And I will do what? I will pour you out a blessing. Principles. Beloved, the word of the Lord, they are yea and they are amen. I said they are yea and they are what? And they are amen. When you follow these principles, when you give your tithes, you give your offering, you give your first fruits, there is no way God will not fulfill every of his promises to you. When the heaven is open, what God wants us to do is to be able to tap into it, to follow these principles in order to enjoy it. Amen. Let's rise up. And you're going to take a word of prayer. Principles of enjoying open heavens. Relationship. A life of holiness. A life of obedience to the word of God. A life of prayer. And a life of giving. You see, when you follow this principle, if you go back to that Job 36:12, when you follow this principle, when you obey these principles, heaven says you will spend your days, not just one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, not 4 days, not 5 days, your days in what? In prosperity and years. Not only 2022. Your years in pleasure. Let me start by asking someone, if you have not given your life to Christ, that's where I want you to start, relationship. And your own prayer will be the prayer of salvation. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I don't want to miss out on the blessings of open heaven this year. And if you have given your life to Christ, I want you to examine your own self. I'm going to examine myself. What are those things that you need to do to be able to enjoy open heaven this year? Yes, our Father and the Lord has told us that the siege is over and the heaven is open. But it's left to you, beloved, to be able to tap into those promises. I don't want those promises of God at the end of this year for you to remain promises. And so I want you to pray. I want you to talk to the Lord. And ask God to come and help you. What are those things that you need to do? What are those things that I need to do in order to enjoy? If you need to recommit your life to Christ, please do so. If you need to examine your relationship with God, are you living a righteous and holy life? Are you engaging heaven in the place of prayer? Those promises have been released, but are you just keeping quiet and expecting those promises to just come? No. Why don't you cry to God and say, this is what your word has said this year. I want these blessings in my life. He says all these blessings will overtake you. They will overwhelm you. Go ahead and pray. Are you a giver? Or you are just giving on a need basis? God wants you to live a life of giving. The heaven is open. And we're going to continue to talk about it throughout this year. But it is my desire that there will be results in your life. And that's why I want you to follow this principle. Why don't you pray and ask God to come and help you? That your story will not just remain story, but they will become testimony. Thank you, Father Lord. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I want to thank you this morning for the entrance of your word. You've released your word to us today. Father, I'm asking for every of my hearer that you come and help us. Lord, you will come and help us as we begin the journey of 2022. Lord, we are asking for your grace to live in obedience to your word. The grace to be a giver. The grace to live a life of holiness. The grace, Lord, to maintain our relationship, our covenant with you. Grant unto us in the name of Jesus. As we call unto you this year, Father, you will answer us. The heavens over our life that has been opened. Yes, that blessings, those blessings from on high will be released into our life, will be released into our home, will be released into our family in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. And amen.